Call this meeting of the Schuylkill Express Airport JEDD board meeting together. And I would note that is a special meeting because we moved the date from our originally scheduled to accommodate the OTA conference this week. So, you can call roll, please.
Mr. Dickin?
Here.
Mr. Cole?
Here.
Mr. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Downey? Oh, I'm sorry. Absent. And Mr. Beal.
Okay. So the next item, we have a new representative from the townships. Mr. Michael submitted his resignation. So we have someone new from Swanton Township, and I understand that Monclova agreed to that last night. So welcome.
Thank you.
So now we will swear you in, and we'll save the swearing at you till the next meeting.
All right.
Okay, if you can go ahead and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Matt Beal.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of Ohio.
And the Constitution of Ohio.
And will faithfully and impartially discharge.
And will faithfully and impartially discharge.
And perform all duties incumbent upon me.
And perform all duties incumbent upon me.
As a member of the Board of Directors for the Schuylkill Express Airport Joint Economic Development District.
As a member of the Board of Directors of the Schuylkill Express Airport Joint Economic Development District.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
And understanding during my continuance in office.
And understanding during my continuance in office.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You want maybe to share a little bit about yourself? And
Matt Beal. So I've been in Swanton Township since 2015. Current residence since 19. Work at Verdantis, an environmental consulting firm.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Any questions? Dave's very happy that you're no longer the new guy.
Yeah.
So it's got to be somebody, right?
This is old habit.
Initiation.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome. We look forward to working with you.
Yeah, as well.
Next item, I would move to suspend the reading of the November 5th, 2025 minutes. Are there any corrections or additions?
Just the one correction. I think she's already taken care of.
And that was correcting the spelling of your name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else?
No. I move to accept.
Second.
Second by Miller. On the motion, Dickin?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Beal?
Yes.
In your packet, there is a copy of the letter that I received from Mr. Michael, just for your reference. And then in the process of, with the assistance of Kathleen, just sending a note to him, thanking him for his service on the board and wishing him the best. So, the other correspondence that we had received was from the city of Toledo. Mr. Miller, if you want to discuss the revenue report that we received.
So the one we received in November we did get at the last meeting, correct?
No, because it was we didn't get it until beginning of December.
Oh, okay. Well, then I will mildly address it that we received it, but it should be accounted for then in the summary on the next page there, but. So we've got that represented in our cash balance, and as of 12/31/25, we had $91,991.02. And then we, I broke that down into in the operating account. You see, it's a little bit different structure than what we had before. I did the signature primary account, and then I did the Star Ohio account. Below, so you'll see the first C series of entries here. So is a signature primary account, which we had a balance of $91,981, as mentioned, with our interest payment in January of $72.59, which left us a balance at the month end of $92,063. I factored in, we have an intend to look at, and if approved, an insurance payment, so we'll have a cash balance of $90,678 after we approve that, or if we approve it. And then the Star Ohio account, we had $52,286 as of the end of the year, and we had $190 in interest on that, so our balance in the Star Ohio account is $58,476, so a grand total of $149,155 in assets there. So it's accounted for, but I guess I didn't include it in my report per se. I thought for some reason we had. So, but there is cash is represented in the account. Okay.
Any questions for Mr. Miller?
Just a couple. No. Not there.
No.
A couple other housekeeping events relative to the reporting here. I did get the Hinkle filing link to Julian and Grube, Adam Bollinger. So that is completed. There was a list of items that Adam had requested so that he could file his annual report, and those have been provided to him now. So he has everything he needs. As I mentioned, there's an insurance invoice that has to be paid if approved. And then I will ping Mr. Dave Cole down there. He will need to call the signature bank because they need your information to get onto the accounts as well. Although you're not a signer, but they still need you to, so that they can verify identity and so on and so forth.
Okay, we'll just need to approve who the signers are.
Yeah, so I've indicated them it was just, for now, just you and me.
Correct.
But they still need to be as vice chair.
Okay.
It's still needed. So I there's probably an email sitting in your box.
Okay.
It will be within the next half hour. That you, for the contact person, you're going to need to contact.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And then you got all the online access through Signature Bank has been achieved. And thanks largely to the help of Kathleen over there guiding me through the forest of technology. So I guess that's my report.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Miller? I think there was a motion. Did I miss that?
I move to accept.
Okay. I'll second it.
Second by Dickin.
Mm-hmm.
On the motion, Beal?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Dickin?
Yes.
And Cole?
Yes.
Great. Thank you for your work on that. As Mr. Miller mentioned, we do have our annual director's policy up for renewal. we have had that through Highland, so a copy of that premium invoice is in your packet. No change from the prior year, so it's still a total of $1,385.
Move to approve and pay.
I'll second.
Second by Cole. On the motion, Cole?
Yes.
Dickin?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Beal?
Yes.
Thank you. Speaking of Julian Grube, that is, I guess, both for Dave and Matt, for your knowledge, we have worked with Julian Grube last couple of years now to do the financial compilation that gets submitted to the state auditor's office that will roll up into our normal audit. And somehow it has been 3 years since we did that, and so they have sent us a new engagement. I will apologize, a copy of that was not in the packet. I had a slight error getting that over to Kathleen. Happy to share this with anybody that would like to see it. Their fees as part of their compilation. They've given us three options. A 1 year for 800, a 2 year engagement at 700 a year, or a 3 year at 600 a year. That is up a little bit, but I believe last year it was 500 to do a 3 year engagement. Still, I think, pretty reasonable, and they make sure everything gets submitted on time. So I'd be happy to share this if anybody would like to see it. But we would need a motion, and my recommendation would be to do the 3 year engagement with them.
That's awesome. So I move to do the 3 year.
Yeah. And we'll second.
Second by Miller. On the motion, Miller?
Yes.
Beal?
Yes.
Dickin?
Yes.
And Cole?
Yes. Thank you. We will get that sent back to them. And I appreciate that. And then just on the comment about the signers, we have we'll need a motion to approve. What we've traditionally done is have the three officers be assigned on the account. We do require two signatures on that. So right now it's just myself and Jerry, but it's good to have that third person just there. So I would make a motion to make the signers in the account be myself, Mr. Miller, and Mr. Cole.
I will second that.
Second by Miller. On the motion, Cole?
Yes.
Dickin?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
And Beal?
Yes.
You want me to communicate that to the
bank? Or yeah, no. Go ahead.
Okay.
Old business, I think it's getting into historic. At this point, we've been discussing for, I think, over a year now in the formation of an audit committee, and we've not had really any takers, other than maybe a representative from Montecorvo Township willing to serve on that. We've been looking for at least two others to be a part of that. It is something considered best practice and something the auditors have noted. We've checked every box other than that. I did leave a message with Mr. Summer. I've not heard back from him. But I think it's still something that we should pursue. Again, the purpose of the audit committee, work with the state auditors, making sure that we are following through with their recommendations or addressing any concerns. So, I don't know if there's any movement on that otherwise.
So I agree with you. You don't need a motion or anything.
No.
At this point, just to
that's really more just
ahead from and try discussion. Try to get that accomplished?
Oh, correct.
Okay. Yep.
Any other old business or new business that we may have missed?
No. Nothing here.
Okay. You will see at the bottom of the agenda, meeting dates for the rest of the year, May 6th, August 5th, and November 4th. Try to keep those back here off 5 o'clock. I think is what we'd agree on.
I may not be here November 4th. It depends.
Okay.
Potentially I'll be out of town, but it's not confirmed yet.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
One second.
All those in favor?